Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Today is the 24th of the second month, 2022. It is a Thursday evening in the capital city, Windhoek. It is 20:03, and that was Gabriel himself doing the most and teaching you everything that you need to know. Now, what I want to know is, what's up with Walenga eggs, you know?
The first free-range eggs produced and packaged in Ondangwa, Walenga eggs, are now available in 6s and 18s. These fresh free-range eggs are produced daily and have a shell life of over 28 days. Now listen up. Free-range eggs are the most nutritious and organic eggs available for human consumption. Just yummy. We at Walenga Eggs also want to give every Namibian an opportunity to own a share in our value chain. So if you want to sell or distribute Walenga Eggs, call Omalaiti Foods at 0811-27-3622 or 0811-660707. This is a first for Namibia. Walenga Eggs, the Great White.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Elizabeth, a.k.a. the Matriarch of Eagle FM. I am the creme de la creme, the drip. I am Onkhoka. I am the cherry on top. I am the icing on the cake. I am the whole cake. Matter of fact, I am the table. I am the tiles within where the table is standing. I am the whole house. I am everything. I am everything your girl can't be. I'm a letting be, but don't test me. I'm a swerving cause I can, but your man keeps trying to get my number on the side like a taxi. You know, I'm that girl. All right. So, once upon a time, there was David and Sophia. Now, David and Sophia, they had quite a normal life. They were normal citizens, nothing fancy and all of that. David had failed his grade 12, and so he got his driver's license, and then he decided that, you know, poverty is not going to come and get me. I'm going to go out there and I'm going to look for a job. Anyway, he started off very small, you know, he started being a handlanger at a construction site, and then he moved up to being the actual bricklayer. And, you know, while he was bettering himself and learning a skill, he learned some carpentry, and in the process of learning some carpentry, he also learned how to weld and all of that. And all of these things he learned not with school, but with experience and by watching others perfect it. So he was taught skills without sitting in class, you understand, and he was excellent at it. He also became a tilesmith, so he could literally lay out tiles. And you know, he was a colored. It's not even a stereotype that coloreds are the architects of Namibia. They are definitely very creative when it comes to reusable goods. They are very, very creative and handy when it comes to building an environment that is nice, but yet affordable, you understand. And also they are known for loving cars and so forth, right? You can't find a colored with a car that is not pimped, tinted, or having an amazing system. Yeah. So David, finally one day he bumps into Sophia. Sophia was working at Woman Brock. She was first a cleaner, and then she worked herself up, and then she became a cashier, you know, and then she was the floor manager, right? So in this time they started talking. They got into a nice relationship, nice quiet relationship, no violence and no drama, not the type, the typical, you know, relationships that we encounter with certain people, you understand. They had a very beautiful relationship, right? So eventually David had started, he got his driver's license. He went to Natus. He went for the learners. And then he failed a couple of times, but he went back because reading was also not his forte. But he went back, and then he kept trying again and trying again and so forth, right? And up until he got it. Then he got his driver's license, and then he got a code 3, which is like, is it a code 3 or code C? You know, I don't drive, but you know, anyways. All right. Then David got his driver's license, and then he started applying for driver jobs. He applied at the embassies. He applied at companies and private and public government as well. You know, he was applying. You know, he was not just chilling and happy with his circumstances. He was really trying to up a notch in his life, you understand. So he was always trying for the better with the means and what he was given, you understand. So eventually at some point, a law firm had called him back and they wanted him to be the driver. So he was stoked and he was happy. He was, you know, and on top of that, he was in a healthy relationship. So he was smitten, you know, and they started their lives, you understand. So he was now a driver for a law firm. And then he drove for about 3 to 4 years at the law firm. He was happy. They were making plans and so forth. And in between these 3 to 4 years, they had gotten married with Sophia, and they were happy. You know, they had their little house where they basically built their house in from scratch, you know, there at Block B, there in Rehoboth. You know, it was nice, you know. It's such a beautiful story to look at. You're like, wow, man, there are people, there are Namibians out there trying, right? And then in 2020, COVID-19 struck. And then when COVID-19 struck, unfortunately, there was a retrenchment that had to happen, right? And then since the law firm had 3 drivers, they had to let go of the other 2 drivers and only keep one. So they kept the one that obviously was there longer, knew the ins and the outs, and they had to retrench the other 2, and a few other employees were also retrenched, but it was legal, it was lawful, it was circumstantial. It was not because they were not excellent employees or anything. It was just because time and circumstances did not allow that for them to continue with so many employees, right? And they were also coming from the bottom to the top, you understand? So it was understandable that he got retrenched. So he got retrenched and he was sitting at home for 2 to 3 months. And in this sitting at home, Sophia was now the head of the house financially, because now her salary had to cover for all their needs, all their expenses and everything basically. And she also didn't really make much, but you know, they were still going and they were still pushing. And as we know from David's past, David was not a sit around and feel sorry for himself kind of guy. So he was still out there. He was still looking for new jobs and all of that. But unfortunately, it was not working out. So 3 months go by, 4 months go by, 5 months go by. Frustration starts to build up because, you know, the bills are coming in and the policies that were made were also lapsing, and study policies for the children, they were also lapsing. And then it was one of those where we have to now cut off. We have to see if whose parent we are still going to remain paying for, because we can't pay for all 4 of the parents that we had covered with our funeral covers and all of this and all of this. So the frustration in the house started building up, but they were hopeful, right? Now in this time with David's retrenchment, it's not deliberate that he stopped being the person that he used to be. It is circumstantial that he stopped being the person that he used to be, you understand? Because David was naturally a cheerful guy. He was very hell-bent and strong-willed and all of that. But as the months go by and the CVs are being put in and he's at construction sites, because he also has experience, you understand, at construction sites and all of that, the hiring process was just not happening, you understand? And the bills kept piling up. The diapers needed to be bought, the wipes needed to be bought, the Vaseline for the baby needed to be bought, and all of these and all of these. And a person can only do as much as one person, especially when they were used to co coexisting in an environment whereby they met each other halfway, you understand? But it wasn't really bad. Then one day he decided that, you know what? I'm going to stop giving my CV to the companies, because with COVID-19 happening and the lockdowns and all of the state of emergencies and us not knowing, and in this process also a couple of people related to them and dear to them also passed away. So it was hell and turmoil everywhere, you understand. There was no real side to lean on to except holding on to the faith that it will get better and there will definitely be a light at the end of the tunnel. We just have to make it through the darkness, right? He decided that, yeah, I'm going to go through the classifieds in the newspaper and then I'm going to look for any kind of job, right? So eventually he found a taxi driver position, and he started driving because obviously his CV was also very colorful. He was reliable. He had a good recommendation and a good reference from his previous employers, you know. So he got the taxi job instantly. But then, as we know, Rehoboth is a small town, so it's not a lot of people that are taking taxis. So the money written daily is not as much as in the city, even though in the city in itself, the money is also not as lucrative. So even the salary when it came in, the salary was not sufficient. It was not the same as the 10K that he was making at his previous job, you understand. It was just barely enough to keep the lights on. It was barely just enough for maybe electricity and for food, you know, maybe to cover our water bill, maybe to help somewhere somehow, but it wasn't merely enough. So David figured that, okay, so I know the taxi system here in Rehoboth. And I know that most taxi drivers, they go home by 5 o'clock when they drop off their last people. Let me just try and see if I can work longer hours, you know. So he started putting in longer hours. He started putting in more effort and more time. He's an innovative person, so he made his little poster and then he sent it out, you know, to all these people that are going out, and they can just call him and then he'll stand and then he'll just go and pick them up no matter what time and no matter what he was doing. He was dedicated to making ends meet for his family and for himself, and then to get out of the cycle of poverty in one way or another, or at least to meet him halfway, you understand, to somehow get to a better financial level. This was his intentions, right? This is what he's thinking. This is how he's narrowing it down. And he was dedicated, you know. He had a clean car that smelled good, and he didn't overprice his passengers, and he understood when his passengers didn't really have enough money. And he was reliable and he was safe. So those that are going to chill there at Wawa, 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 whatever, and needed to be picked up like at 2 o'clock in the morning, he would definitely be there beforehand so that nothing happens. He would drop them off at their doorsteps, make sure that they get in. He was reliable. He was good. Even for his passengers that were drinking and passed out in the car, he made sure that they got home safe. He's not a bad guy. You understand? He's a model citizen. He's a true patriarch of his country. You understand? He's a good guy. You understand? So, in all of this, David was so focused on making this money and getting out of the cycle of poverty that he's working from Monday to Sunday. And when he's working from Monday to Sunday, he's working basically, there are 24 hours in a day, and of which 8 of these hours, if it's not 8 hours, you know, 8 of these hours, or at least 12 of these hours, is nighttime. But he spends basically, maybe if it's a lot, he spends 2 to 3 hours at home in intervals. So he'll come home for 10 minutes and his wife is at work. So he'll come home for 5 minutes to drop her off after work. So he would come home and eat dinner for 30 minutes and that's it and go back to work. So what was happening within the house is that Sophia was growing agitated and annoyed with the fact that she does not see her husband. And her husband had the idea that he was doing everything for them. You understand? But in that time frame of them trying to get through a cycle of turmoil and trying to swim with the current, they kind of lost each other. Now, when they lost each other, Sophia had gotten distant. Sophia had gotten distant and she started mirroring his energy. Now, mirroring his energy is becoming the person that the person is presenting to you. So usually when you are presented a monster, you become a monster as well. It might not be in the same breath, but it's definitely a retaliation towards what they are giving you. So say now, for instance, if you have an abusive lover, and this person is abusive physically, right? For you to mirror this person, you become verbally abusive. So at the end of the day, it's two abusers that are mirroring each other. And the verbal abuse is the one that triggers the physical abuse. And then the physical abuse triggers the verbal abuse. So at the end of the day, they are mirroring two bad things that are happening to each other, right? That's in a different scenario. But in this case, it was now the distance and the lack of effort and affection put into the house. So basically she felt like she was going through life alone because her husband was never home and her husband was never happy. So even when he comes home, even if it was supposed to be for 30 minutes, he comes home, but he's grumpy. So he's not happy. So when he's not happy, she's not happy. And then she puts on the facade of I'm not happy. And my face is just ngunya. And looking at this person now makes David want to get out of the house as soon as he can. So instead of sitting and eating dinner, he would rather put it in a lunchbox and go and eat it in the car on the road while he's looking for passengers, you understand? And then by the time he gets home, at least she's sleeping and he can just come into the house and sit for 5 minutes quietly and then go to bed. Now the issue had come in where it had been 1 year. So this is now 2021. In this 2021, the issue had come in that they had not had coitus, carolingus, fornication in 1 year. And now the problem is that it's not because of lack of effort from David. It is because Madam Sophia is not in the mood. Now when she's not in the mood like that, automatically Tate David starts assuming that, yeah, but if you're not getting it from me, you're probably getting it from somebody else. Or why don't you want me to do? Why don't you want us to do this? But with Sophia's argument is that how can I want to do something like that with a person such as yourself? David sees not his faults. He does not see the fact that he has changed. He does not see the fact that he is no longer the person that she fell in love with in the first place. Because she fell in love with a bubbly person. She fell in love with a bubbly person, a person that communicates, a person that is happy, a person that is a go-getter, a person that is trying, right? But for the past year, he has not been trying. She fell in love with a person that is clean. You know, David's personal hygiene has even changed, you know, because he's so focused in going out there to go and make the money so that they don't drown in debt here. You understand? His intentions are good. We don't take that away from him. His intentions are good. His mind is in a good place, but his navigating and deliverance is the problem. Because in no way is he communicating with his wife that I am so stressed. I am so distraught about things. I don't know how we are going to get, and I don't know how we're going to get out of this. And as a man, you know, I feel like I should be the provider. I should be the caretaker, the protector, but I don't feel like I'm delivering this, you know, instead of communicating this. Tate David decided to keep quiet and keep it all in his head and assume that his wife knows exactly what he's going through. Now, his wife's narrative is just that, yeah, even though we are going through so much, like, what is the point in being here if we are not talking about it? I don't see you, so that we have nothing to talk about. Because by the time you get back, I'm so tired from taking care of the house, taking care of the children, coming from work, and still having so many responsibilities here. And then you come back at 2 a.m. and then you want to touch my thigh and say, "Can I slide?" And she says, "No, I'm going to work at 4 o'clock. I need to sleep. So I'm not doing that." And it had been a year, you know. Then the frustration also built up. The sexual tension within the marriage also built up. And it was frustrating. It was not a nice environment to be in. They started shouting at each other willy-nilly in front of the children, in front of the help, in front of parents, in front of neighbors. They had a reckless sense of disrespect that started seeping out of their seemingly perfect marriage. You understand? Now, eventually, one day, when Tate David was driving around, he bumped into a woman that was an understanding or supportive person, you understand? And they hit it off. They started talking. They hit it off. They started talking, and in this talking, he had asked, "What happens when your wife doesn't want to be physical with you?" And the woman had asked him, "What good and beautiful gestures have you done for this woman in the past 2 years that you would normally do had you been at the law firm? Had you been at the construction? Had you been at everything?" Because David had now spilled his beans, right? He had told the story of how it started. You know, the same way I narrated it to you today is the same way he narrated it, you understand? And the woman had asked, "What exactly changed within yourself to make her not reciprocate you? And what had changed within her to make you not reciprocate?" And automatically, Tate David went on to say, "Yes, she's always angry. She's always angry, and she's always saying that she's tired, and she's always saying that she doesn't want. So probably she's just getting it from somewhere else." And then the woman had asked, you know, "Is she not tired? Is she not tired? Does she have no reason to be tired? Is this somebody that is sleeping all day?" "Absolutely. Just sleeping all day, and she has no reason to be tired. Or what has changed?" Because if we are looking at the scenario, we are looking at it from both sides, right? We're looking at it from Tate's side and Meme's side, and then we are coming to find neutral, meaningful, and solutional grounds, right? Has she no reason to be tired, in your opinion? And then he says, "No, she has no reason to be tired." I was like, okay. But Tate David, if you are spending 15 hours on the road, who is helping her at home? Because you had to let go of the help, right? Because you can't afford the help. So now she is working an 8 to 5, sometimes an 8 to 10, you know? And then she comes home and then she still has to bathe the children, make sure that everybody's eating. And then she has to make sure that the home is clean. She has to make sure of all these responsibilities. But had you been knocking off at 5 o'clock, like you have had in the law firm, wouldn't that mean you would be home and then you would have defrosted the meat by the time she comes home from work? Wouldn't it be that you would be an active participant in that society, in that environment? What did you used to do that you do not do now? Because I can guarantee that you're probably buying groceries. But when last did you cook? If she's complaining about the toilet, you are a handy person, but you haven't gotten time to fix it. Right? So they are putting little buckets there under the sink because it's leaking. But you are a handy person and you haven't fixed it because you're never there. Did you notice that it's broken even? Or is it easier to blame others for their behavior when they are reciprocating your energy, when they are reciprocating what you are dishing out? When last did you give your wife a gift? No, but there's no money. All right. But a PS chocolate is $5. How is there no money for a chocolate? What does she like? No, she really does like chocolate. Oh, when last did you get her a chocolate? It's like, all right. So I've changed. Of course you've changed, but it's circumstantial change. It's not intentional change. It's not to say that you are doing it deliberately. It is just the circumstances under which you are in. And if we can live past our circumstances, then maybe we can find common ground and happiness. Is that not so, Tade David? He nodded.
Rimonena meumbo ile mongeshefoe eakulo lo internet talimbri palele norishi okurinekerwa lo parates. Parates paife otenje eakulo lo pamakwatafando wamidingoro kongashi ondangwa ongwe diva no shakati nekukupa owa we data osheo eakulo lo network la shiako. Tereda po parates.africa/NA de tolitalele komayakuro de tolitalele komaludi omayakuro avo hava Anje ile usaina pena bo pa online.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, that was the story of David and Sophia. A struggling and crippled marriage that is struggling because of finances. Finances being the ultimate key of the frustration. It's not because anybody is being nasty. It's not because anybody was bad. It's not because anybody had a bad habit. It was literally finances. Now, you know what they say about a man that is not financially stable? They always say that a man that is not financially stable and content with his finances is incapable of truly putting effort and loving you fully. Because he is worried. Now, ladies and gentlemen, you guys can start calling in. We can have discussions. We have our Shakupe from Dubai. She is present, present, present. She has been present and she has lifted her hand. Please, Kuchab, mark me present. I also want my certificate. Now, ladies and gentlemen, we have to talk about it. We have to talk about it because you guys are sitting in houses and you guys don't even know what's the problem. Maybe nobody is talking, or maybe when they are talking, you're not listening. But could it possibly be that these are things that we can fix with a simple conversation? There are little things to do that can spark a love that once was there. But everything and anything under the sun requires effort. It requires acknowledgement. It requires knowing that there is a problem in the first place. If you are unhappy somewhere, you have to find the problem. When you find the problem, you have to look within yourself and you have to look on the other side. Hello, caller.
Yes, Elizabeth.
Yes, Tata Gabriel. Present?
Yes, how is it? I didn't listen to the whole story.
Uh-huh.
I caught up, but it's like kind of, maybe you can
okay, give me a couple. I can. All right. So what is happening? What is happening is that Tate David is a good man. He's a very hardworking man. So he's always trying. You understand? He failed grade 12 and then he started with construction, you know. He was a handlanger and a bricklayer. He learned how to tile. He learned different trades, you understand, that can benefit him and have benefited him during the way. Right? And then eventually he got his driver's license and then he got a job at a law firm as a driver. When he got the job at a law firm, he was dating a woman named Sophia, and then eventually they got married and then they started their life together. Sophia also, like him, started at the bottom. She was a cleaner first and then she became a cashier at Woman Brock, and then from there she became the floor manager at Woman Brock. You understand? So they are basically working towards better things and better good and better. You understand? In all of this. Yeah. So, When Tate David had now gotten the job at the law firm, the law firm was paying nice. It was like $10,000. It was enough for them, enough for their family, enough for them to be stable and contributing members of the society. You understand? Financially. You understand? Mm-hmm. So in all of this, COVID-19 hit in 2020, and unfortunately, Tate David, he was retrenched. When he was retrenched, he spent up to 6 months just looking for a job. He couldn't find anything anywhere, not even at the construction, not even welding, not even carpentry, nothing. He couldn't even find a job for driving, you understand? And then eventually he started driving a taxi. When he started driving a taxi, the salary was not enough. Imagine from the 10,000 that you are used to for a long time, and coming down to a $1,500 or a $2,000, because they also lived in a very small town, Rehoboth. Yeah. So there are not a lot of people that actually catch taxi in Rehoboth. Yeah. So he was working and trying very hard to make his taxi a reliable source of transportation. So he made posters, he kept his car clean, he made sure that he didn't overcharge people and all of that. And he was really excelling in that department, but it was still not enough. The problem came in where he was not communicating his frustration at home, where he's not telling his wife how stressed he is and how much he feels like a failure, his emotions, you understand. So his wife had no idea what he's going through psychologically. What she was seeing is her husband is never home. Her husband is never present. Her husband is not nice, and he's always angry. So when he comes home, even though he was happy, right? When he comes home, she already is automatically angry, because the whole day she never used to do things alone in the house. You know, even if she was coming home at 5 o'clock and he would come home at 4:30, she would find that he has defrosted the meat so that she can cook dinner. You know, little things that you do to help your partner cope in a home set situation, because you guys are both working and all of that. So now she was basically running the house, the children, the finances, everything by herself. Mm-hmm. And her husband was nowhere to be found.
Okay, now the problem starts from the, because so you lose the man.
Yeah.
I mean, the point now is it because you lose the financial stability or how?
The problem is that he lost his job that brought in a lot of finances. But even in him losing that job, right? He changed. He changed. He changed and he stopped loving his wife the way she was used to. Now, we are not talking a financial kind of love. We are talking gestures, you understand? A person that is smiling with you, a person that can sit and watch telenovelas with you, even though they don't like it, or even news. He stopped being present, so she started doing everything by herself like a single woman. You know, Sundays was for church, but now even on Sundays he's working.
Yeah.
You know.
You see, Elizabeth, those things are happening, but you see, when like the corona come, it affects a lot of people. Even including myself, who I'm talking to, seriously.
Mm-hmm.
When it comes to like a financial loss, I used to Let me say, I used to get a Katendela D&D pro partner, what I know. But once the corona, but not in already corona, but it's like maybe starting from 2017, there we can see that the things are not getting well as usual. And this way, sometimes we find ourselves like, you know, your police is going down.
Every time you're calling, it's lapsing
and what. So you have to make an alternative where you can do just anything, any simple job which you can find.
Yes.
You can just do it. So a lot of us, we intend to go to what? Turn our car to taxi. Yeah, just a mean of to keep your policy going. Because sometimes, some of us, we start the policy when we are young.
Yes.
Imagine.
You can really not take it away. You can't let it.
Exactly. You cannot go, let it go. Because it is the only way you mean of what? This is the only life which is going to take, I mean, the policy which is going to take you.
Yeah.
When you are retirement or or so ever.
Or even in the case of your mother dying, at least you can bury her with dignity, you know, yes.
It's something really, you cannot let it go.
Yes.
And you see, when it comes to like Master David, I think somehow, you know, communication is a key when it comes to relationship. You know, just open to your partner. Tell her that you are not a... I'm not a man who bring a flower every day.
Yeah.
Yeah, but their communication, I can talk what is the problem I encounter.
Yeah.
Or what I'm going through. As long as you understand my situation. And because, you know, a lot of guys, they are trying to shy out of this. That's why you see, last time I told you that if you wake up today, Elizabeth, then you look at the guys, certain color, I don't want to say names, but certain tribe. I'm telling you, they are escorting their wife to taxi to go to work. And they go and sleep. And you're just wondering, what? This guy cannot do anything. What? You got both hands.
Yeah.
And you see, Elizabeth, seriously, when I was talking about even the president is saying we are trash.
Yeah.
Sometimes this is the guy which are contributing to make us look like all of us.
Yeah.
We are trash. Because they literally, they cannot do anything.
Yeah.
They just wake up, go and drink, come home. They are not even though they are home, they cannot even cook. They wait for their wife
to come home. Yeah. They cannot clean even.
They cannot even clean.
They are the ones that are making dirty, but they are not cleaning. Yeah.
After school, yeah.
And can't even pick up the kids. Yeah, can't even pick up the kids from school. She still has to come back from work to go to school to go and pick up the kids. Yeah.
Kindergarten. Just imagine. This is a thing which really, as a man, Namibian, you know, we are no longer on that, come on, I'm a man. I cannot change the nappy of my baby or what. So you are waiting for your wife to come from work to come and change the nappy or what you're telling us.
Yeah.
Oh, you cannot go and pick up the kid at the daycare because you are a man. And you think maybe you are going to lose your what?
But at the end of the day, even this person, this person is also your child, you know? It's not a woman's responsibility to be a full-on parent. It's because it's two people.
I'm telling you, that's what I'm saying. Sometimes, we are too much behind.
Yeah.
We are too much traditional.
Yeah.
Even like a man, don't cry. But you can feel that that
this
thing
person
is
wants
you.
To. Yes, yes.
When it's hurt you, that sometimes it's better to go in corner. Maybe you don't want people to see you.
Yeah.
And you just cry there loud.
Small.
Then you'll be relieved.
You'll be relieved and then you'll feel better. Yeah.
Exactly. Once you keep it inside, that thing when you come to birth one day,
you are going to kill everybody.
Even like kill somebody or do something unnecessary.
Yeah. I absolutely agree with you, Tate Gabriel. Let's give other callers a chance.
Yeah, it's true, man. I think Angolo Bwana must come through today. This is a good topic which we have here.
Yes.
Yeah, and those things we don't talk about it.
No.
Psychological, my friend, those things are there.
Yes.
It's happening.
It is truly happening.
Yeah, because once you see the guys lost his job, he's not even just drinking.
And beating.
Just wondering what's happening here, man. Drinking is not even, And they end up even not even taking a shower anymore.
Yes. And that is what I was saying, that she fell in love with somebody that is clean. Now, even 2 weeks passed by. And now you want you and your dirty self, you want to kikinya me. How? No, why?
You balance the life now.
Yeah, and the rakanze akakanga wa, eh? No mashawa kushimo menungu ya, yeah? No, just leave.
Okay.
Ewa, tete Gabriel.
Okay.
Ewa, thank you so much. All right. So, hello, caller. No, my dear, we are fast here. We have 2 minutes. We have 2 minutes before we go for an advertisement break.
Oh, yo. Man.
So what are you saying?
No, I was listening to this guy that is always making points, man. Gabriel.
Tate Gabriel, yeah.
Yeah, we are getting to know them that is one night at the Gabriel, now we have him.
Uh-huh. What is your name today?
Sunrise to Sunset, eh?
Hey, your name.
No, but now you are talking nice and making points until mm-hmm. when he says, as a man, you must change the language.
Mm-hmm.
You must cry.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You see nature,
mm-hmm.
nature, you cannot tamper with nature.
Mm-hmm.
If it's not in the, it's not in the nature of the men to be mm-hmm. crying like that.
Mm-hmm.
That's why.
The idea behind cry is not necessarily that we must be sitting in front of each other, then you start crying. The idea is allow yourself to feel bad so that you can go and hide in your corner, but you have to somehow release it. Because if you keep it bottled inside, you can go and cry in the cemetery even. So that even if somebody finds you there at Paniersburg Cemetery standing at Kutfan Francois' grave, you can say you are crying because of colonialism. But you know in your heart why you are crying. We are saying that find a means, you know, find a means, and also it's your child. Why can't you change nappies?
Eh.
All right, we are going for an advertisement break, but just hold on then.
Okay, let me hold on.
All right.
Go far with Paratus. Go further with Paratus Fiber. Paratus, offering high-speed, reliable fiber connectivity, starting from only $599 per month. Unlimit your lifestyle and visit na.paratus.africa for more information.
Yes, it's Mr. P, right?
Yeah, it's Mr. P.
My dear, I even know your voice. Yeah. Hey, so... But at the end of the day, what we are saying is not necessarily to show such a soft side out there if you're not comfortable with it. The idea is that men are human beings too. Before they are men, before we look at their genitalia, before we look at who they are human beings too. So when something is bothering you, it is allowed for you to feel these things. It's allowed for you to be present and emotional in these things. We're not saying dwell in it forever. We are saying that find a way. Yeah. Find a way to release it,
men,
you know?
But it's a man. Mm-hmm. Can I tell you why women cry? Because women, they have lots of water in their body.
And that's not true, my dear.
You see?
Mm.
And the other thing, as a man, you can't cry. If there are many ways to release, but you can even punch the wall with fist, man. Like, what do you cry?
Listen, punching a wall is equivalent to crying. As long as you are not punching a human being, it is equivalent to crying. When we say men can cry, yeah, we are not talking about you must sit there with a handkerchief and all of that and all of that. We are saying let out the frustration. Even if it means, yeah, go and run. Go and do sit-ups. Go and do push-ups. Go and talk about it. Go and do, I don't know, Muay Thai or something, but release the pain. That's the idea.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but you see, they were saying, if a woman cries, this is why they are men with fragile hearts. You understand?
Yeah.
So if a woman, if you cry as a lady, mm-hmm. a woman, it's normal. Your anger will go out. And mm-hmm. if a man... Like maybe you are dating a lady, yeah? And then she left you because maybe you lost your job or you don't have an income.
Mm.
And then because she left you, now you see you go in the corner and then you start crying. Or maybe your wife left you
mm-hmm.
The kids because now you cannot provide and stuff like that. You are taking yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Now As a man, as a lady, you can cry. And then a guy maybe will come to you, sister, why are you crying? And then, oh, he left me. Then, okay, don't worry, I'll do something about it. But you as a man, instead of crying, stand up and say, beat yourself in the chest and say, I, the bitch, I'm going to find a way now.
Okay, no, but you are taking, you are taking the literal sense of crying. And also, at the end of the day, when we are looking at this situation, when we are looking at this scenario, Mr. Payne, we are here for people with a narrative like yours. We are here for people with a mindset like yours. At the end of the day, this woman is not leaving you. This woman is not leaving you because you don't have money and you are retrenched. No, this woman is leaving you because of what this situation has done to you. You have gotten fired. So that means they're in the house, you are not smiling anymore. You are not laughing anymore because nothing is more fun anymore in your life. So you, every time you come inside the house, it's like a cloud of darkness. Eh? Nothing is, I can tell you a joke and you're like, that's not even funny. Eh? Then who wants to be with a person like that? You change.
But you change
because of your circumstances. And also men are allowed to cry, guys. You can cry if you want to. It is okay. But that's the thing, Mr. P. Just because people are different, right? People are different. You don't want to cry and that is okay. If you don't want to cry, that is okay. But don't encourage those, that are keeping bottled up emotions and they have nothing else to do except release this anger and frustration, and then afterwards they motivate themselves not to do so. Mr. P, I'm going to cut you because I just feel like you're talking nonsense now.
No, but sometimes you need to also... You can. It's not if you always have a program and everyone is agreeing with you, it's not gonna be an interesting.
No, but at the end of the day, you are not agreeing with me on marriage. You are agreeing with me because it is important for you to disagree with me. You understand? It's not actually because you don't believe in it. It is because you need there to be a disagree. No. This is not about challenges. You understand? If you are coming with valid points on saying that, okay, listen, men are not supposed to cry because they are what and what. But at the end of the day, if you are not making a valid point, then it's useless most now. Yes, but then it's also not scientifically proven that a woman must cry to release stress as well. All right, then you know what? Come back tomorrow and give me that science, yeah? Thank you so much for calling, man.
I'll come with a full document.
Asablief.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for calling. I missed you, man.
Yeah?
I missed you, yeah. I missed you a whole 2 weeks. You are just playing hide and seek there. Mohramadulae ni mono.
Have a good night.
All right.
Tomorrow, so I'll get time to... I'll make a 10-day gift for all the guys that are working at... For all the Eagle FM employees, I'm having a surprise for you. I'm making a 10-day.
All right. We'll be here at 9 o'clock, ne?
Yeah.
All right. Bye.
All right.
Ciao. All right. Next caller, please call in. But at the end of the day, hello, caller.
Oh, yeah, no, I know.
Yes.
Gabriel, was in there.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You see, so he's talking about culture is not stagnant.
Mm.
Culture changes.
Culture evolves, yes.
Evolves.
Mm-hmm.
So now, you see, and especially because when you are talking about the global culture. Now,
yeah.
I think I share a story with you where somebody from that side of Rundu.
Mm-hmm.
And they got married with a white woman.
Mm-hmm.
So they went there in Europe.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know whether maybe when they were here, maybe his sister-in-law, they were cooking for his wife. Or
mm-hmm.
So when they went there, they said, "Now your wife is pregnant. He has a child here. And this other one, she's the one cooking for you. She's the one." I said, what kind of a man are you?
Yeah.
You know, I don't want to tell you about my experience now, mm-hmm. because
I think that the Bwana, you are an amazing husband.
And it's not only that, because me, even people there in the street, even the white colleague, my compatriots, when they see me, ah, are you not the one that we used to see you with carrying two children in the bags and the bags of the, and the, you know, and that is how the culture is.
Yeah, because they are your children.
They are your children.
Yeah.
So we need to start assuming this responsibility.
Yes.
Because some of these things, they come because, not necessarily that your partner or whoever, you know, so, but because you have to assume the responsibility.
Yes.
If you find yourself in a Herero,
yeah,
and then your wife is there, in the culture they say the women are the one who do that. Mm-hmm. Then if you find yourself there and you know you are from Ovambo, and you know how to milk the cow, can't you just milk the cow?
Oh. Just milk the cow, man. Then the, everybody is happy at the end of the day because the job is done. I absolutely agree with you.
You know what? On the emotion, I love the, you know, Gabriela is hammering on the head of the nail. I told you last time we were talking about development and the population. And I heard somebody was talking about here and say, those who are not married, they should not produce children. Oh my God. So now, in terms of development, the capacity and all these kind of things, what we are saying is that when you cry, yesterday I was in the taxi, and they were, I don't know how that topic came. I think it was from Lunga, or one of the radio was talking with them. And they brought up that issue of crying. We are not saying that you cry because you are happy, you just want to cry. So when you are hurt, when you are emotionally hurt, or maybe just, you know, sometimes...
Or you feel bad,
When you feel bad, it's not, we are not talking about mistake, human mistake.
Yeah.
Where your partner, your wife just step on your toes.
And then you start crying, like, for no reason. Oh, that one, no. But we are talking about real emotional pain, you understand?
When your body
is surrendering even to you, you know that you can
you
be at
yes.
You see no hope. Yeah.
You know, for me, I don't know how that emotional ability of managing my emotion came to my life. Because, you know, I was somehow aggressive from our childhood.
Yeah.
We used to be
that thing of making people fight. For no reason. Yes, of course.
So, and that kind of thing, you know, sometimes you develop that, you know, that aggressive.
Yeah.
But then, in our own way, in our own our social upbringing, we knew that that anger can never be demonstrated or towards any woman.
Yeah.
Okay.
No. Okadona is a weak thing, man. Yeah, Okadona is a weak thing, man. Like, you are wasting your energy by doing that to her. It's a weak thing. Yeah, it's just, okay, make a biologically.
Even that respect that you should have for your mother. You understand?
Yeah.
So, you can't even think about it.
Yeah, Tatebwana, you have 2 seconds.
Let's manage our emotions.
Yeah.
Crying.
Yeah. And be open. And be open with the people we are in relationships with. Because at the end of the day, forever is a long time, man. For you to be pretending to be stubborn to be a man. Forever is a very long time, guys.
When you are a man is when you can control your emotions. Not because you are a man, because
you don't cry. Totuara to denga kurukadimpa. Bye. Yes, at the end of the day, you do not show your manhood by being the toughest guy on the block. What shows manhood is the ability to be a human being there inside your house. Hello, caller.
Hello, how are you doing?
I'm fantastic. How are you doing?
I'm very well. Masculinity.
Yeah, toxic masculinity, yeah. And masculinity on its own.
I think
it's our downfall, no?
I think we need to understand that we need to move away from that one relationship, but we need to acquire understanding first in order to move away from it. because I think we've been too much of this African man, that the African man is supposed to be a warrior.
Yes.
One who does not feel any emotion.
Yeah.
His heart is like stone.
Yes.
I remember what Dr. Phil once said in 1980. He says that it was during the Columbine shooting. He says boys who are not allowed to cry end up crying bullets.
Yeah. I like that.
Right now, we just had a situation again where we heard that someone in Friedel killed their girlfriend and then killed himself.
We also have Ricky Rick, who has suffered from depression for a very long time. He was very verbal about it, and he killed himself yesterday.
Exactly. So what is it about us that actually makes us not to want to confront our emotion?
I think also the notion behind this is that we nitpick which aspects of culture we want to apply and which ones are no longer relevant. You understand? They want to pick the part where we women are subjected to what, and we are masculine and we what, but they also don't want to apply culture such as when children are greeting you, they have to kneel down. They dismiss the things that don't serve them, and then they take up the things that they think serve them. But continue.
Yes, definitely.
Yeah.
I think we as men, we need to come into terms and see that whatever it is that we are harboring is basically not helping us.
Yeah.
I've seen that women usually, when one is actually has a shortcoming, or rather is in a state of emotion, you have this support network that was around that person in support.
Yeah.
With men, there's no such thing as that. You are told to man up.
Yeah.
But when I man up, because I've been told to man up, I go deal with that situation in a different way. Because I have never confronted it. I was told to bury it.
Yes, bury it deep down inside.
It's not manly to express it. And those that have raised me or that I'm related to, they feel that I'm embarrassing them by confronting the situation the way I'm confronting them.
Yes.
Or the emotion the way I'm confronting them. We are talking about emotional intelligence now.
Yes. EQ.
That is very much important for a man to be able to make sure that he becomes the man that he's supposed to be and be able to be the person that he always wanted to be.
Yes.
Without being calculative of every action that he takes. Now, since every action has a result that comes with it, by making sure that he handles his emotions very well, by confronting it and by allowing himself to be vulnerable and in whatever situation that might be, he can be vulnerable to himself, to himself, or be vulnerable to his partner. Because at the end of the day, their partner also need to understand that, yes, I have a man.
Yes.
But also I have a human being.
I have a human being as well. I'm also in a relationship with a human being first before he is a man.
Exactly.
Thank you so much, man.
And I think one thing that we also need as men is that support network that, listen, my friend, I understand. Things did not go as you're supposed to.
Yeah.
You're taking a hard one.
Yeah.
Me as your boy. Me as your friend. I'm here for you.
Yeah. I'm here.
I'm here for you.
And nothing is funny, you know.
I think there's this song that the comrades used to have when they were in the liberation.
Hairwayange.
Exactly.
Menua meme hairwandi humba tengepo. Gendale mana moita.
Now this time I'm dale mana ne emotional.
Yes.
So this time I need you to help me to come back to my position, to my normal state.
Yes.
But I can only do it if another man helps me, not when another man criticizes me. Because otherwise I'm not dealing with the situation. So I think that's what we need.
Yeah.
There's a book that I would like everyone to really, I always talk about it on Eagle FM. It's a book by David Data. It's called The Ways of a Superior Man.
The Ways of a Superior Man.
the voice of a superior man. Yes.
Uh-huh.
It's very, very important that for everyone to, you can get an audio book. You can listen to it on YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
If you can download it, or you can Skype, you can buy one and book then.
Mm-hmm.
But to tell the truth, is very much helpful when you actually take time to read it.
To read it and to understand.
It helps you understand who you are, the masculinity,
mm-hmm.
and the feminine, mm-hmm. and how all just needs to
work together.
To complement each other.
Yes. All right, Tate. Thank you so much. What is your name?
The name is Abner.
Abner.
Yebo.
Uh-huh. Please call back tomorrow, ne?
Very well.
Oh, I will mark you absent.
Not done.
All right. Thank you so much.
Bye.
Bye. At the end of the day, ladies and gentlemen, we are here, man. Like, I feel like this has been valuable. Hello, caller. We are going for 3 more minutes, but yes, Tate.
You should be getting those numbers. Sometimes those people, we miss them. We miss their mentorship.
Uh-huh. But the thing is that we will accommodate. We will accommodate through the platform. We will accommodate, yeah. And it's a school. Don't forget the book. It's a school.
Oh my God. No.
happiness. Okay, bye, Tate Buana. All right.
Thank you very much for happiness.
Okay.
Yes. Bye.
Bye. At the end of the day, toxic masculinity, feminine. Hello, caller. Hello, Kona?
Hello.
Hi.
I'm good, how are you?
I'm fantastic. It's Elizabeth the Matriarch. Yes. Yes, contribute. I'm going to get fired.
I don't have query, I just said hi.
Is it Lawrence?
Yeah.
Aha, I marked you. Okay, Lawrence. I was even going to say that I'm marking you absent.
No.
All right. Thank you so much, Lawrence. Bye.
Alright, we are really getting something
in. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm glad, man. I'm glad.
Okay, good night.
Alright, sleep well. At the end of the day, we all have masculinity, we have femininity within us. And it is important for us to tap into both of these energies in order for us to equalize and to stabilize our situations. Hello, caller.
Hi, pumpkin.
Hi, Maria. Right?
How are you, sweetheart? Yes, the one and only.
The one and only. I was going to tell you people that you guys are absent. Okay, you are present, my beloved. I love you so much, but we have to go.
No, I just wanted to let you know that I'm listening.
All right.
And I'm being encouraged.
Thank you so much. The idea behind it is for us to grow, right?
Thank you very much, and good night.
Good night, my love.
Bye.
Bye. All right. At the end of the day, we all have these energies within us, and it is up to us to tap into it and see where exactly we can place these energies. At the end of the day, right? When we are looking at scenarios like this, if you are in a situation like this, when we are looking at scenarios like this, it is not necessary for us to point fingers and shift blame. You understand? We take accountability for what we are doing wrong and what we are maybe not even doing in the first place. How about cracking a joke when your husband comes home? You know, you can see he's frustrated. How about cracking a joke and giving him a massage? How about even if he's not reciprocating, how about trying at least? You understand? It's not up to one person to try. The idea is for all of us to try. Hello, caller. You are our last caller before I sign off.
No, I was not going to.
Ndina, ne? Ndina? Yeah. All right, Ndina. Bye. My people are calling in. It's only Anna today. Anna, you are absent for 2 days. But thank you so much, everybody, for walking this journey with us. We are going to address the elephant in the room. You understand? The elephant in the room are big social issues that we are looking at, but we pretend not to see because, I mean, come on, they are uncomfortable to talk about, right? Hello, caller.
I am present.
You are present. Name?
Ratio.
Salas. All right. I love you guys, man. All right. Bye. Ah, my beloved callers. Ah, you guys make my day. Like I said, words of affirmation here. My cup runneth over. I am loved. I love you. We are loving on each other. I like the fact that we are a community that wants to see change. And even if we are tackling these issues one step, 1 hour at a time on here on Eagle FM, the idea is to create model citizens in this country. And even though it doesn't look like a matter of interest, but when we fix these little buried issues, we become better. We become better to deal with, better to work with, better to live with, better to associate with. You understand? We become people of substance and value, and we become the embodiment of what we have always wanted. I'm loving on you guys. I am the matriarch. I will lead you. Bye, caller. Name?
Oh, it's Chaplo, man.
Chaplo?
Hey.
Okay. All right, bye. Ewa, bye. We are over. Bye. I wrote your name in the attendance. Okay, bye. Ewa, ciao. All right, ladies and gentlemen, no more calls. You guys can start calling in for the next show. But thank you so much for everybody that is here. Anna, you have been absent. If it's airtime, I understand, but I will come and quiz you when you come back. I'm loving on you guys. You guys are amazing. My cup runneth over. My head is anointed. Thank you.
To our valued listeners and all Namibians, we are living in unprecedented times which have seen some extraordinary steps being taken, some of which have suspended the most basic of human rights.
And this is because for the first time ever since our country won its independence, we have been hit by a dangerous virus which is a threat to our livelihoods, the COVID-19.
The situation calls for us not to panic, but to work together and eradicate the spread of the virus. At Eagle FM, we urge you to always wash your hands with soap or use hand sanitizers,
limit or avoid travel, and respect our laws and obey authority.
We have the answer, and we will fight this the Namibian way. As Namibians, together, as one Namibia, one nation. Let's stand together against COVID-19.